A leading British scientist questions the motives of a global environmental activist group. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. Sir Richard Roberts is no fan of Greenpeace. In fact, the Nobel Prize-winning scientist says Greenpeace has cashed in on the subject of genetic modification.
They've never had a better fundraising campaign than this. As soon as they came out against GMOs, the funds that they raised from voluntary contributions increased threefold. And they're still at that level now. And I think Greenpeace is scared that if they say, well, GMOs are now okay, that's going to disappear.
Roberts told a Canadian audience that governments not approving GM foods is hurting low-income populations.
Food choice is really a luxury of the developed world. You know, when you go into a restaurant, you have a big choice of things that you can eat. But the bulk of the people who are at the poor end of the scale in the developed countries, they don't have a lot of choice. They can only eat what they grow in their backyards.
Worst of all, says Roberts, government inaction on a genetically modified type of rice is costing lives in the developing world.
Since 2005, literally millions of children have died because they didn't get enough vitamin A when they were growing.
This series concludes tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.